Everybody, and I should have said earlier, welcome to the press. We are now going to confirm the minutes of the local district committee. Councillor Adams? Page 18 on the computer. Staying in the public phone. Is it? Okay. Sorry, that was Councillor Adams.
And
the second up. Councillor Terry.
Can I just ask a question? Yes. Just in relation to a comment that was in the Campbelltown.
Oh, that'll come up. That'll come up when we go through this.
Good, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, this is just to confirm the minutes of the meeting.
Thank you.
I'll put the recommendation that we accept that the following minutes of the meetings of council committees be received. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now we'll go through the recommendations on those committees. I don't know if this thing worked out. We'll start with the Longford Local District Committee. They've got a recommendation around reducing the speed limit in Wellington Street from City Beach Corner to Brickenden Street.
Well, I'll move I'll move the recommendation, the officer's recommendation.
Yep.
And you know, it's information there that that the committee needs to take back and assess and deal with. Yeah.
Councillor Brooks, you're seconding that. Any discussion at all? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And the next one is from the Longford Local District Committee as well. Their town motto, 1814, History and Gardens Entwined. The officer's recommendation is that we seek quotes for identifying and recording additional significant trees for inclusion in the planning scheme, and the provision is listed in the draft budget.
Yeah, there's information there that the committee would be able to look at. I'll move that.
Yes.
Recommendation.
Councillor Andrews is seconding.
Can I just mention that 1814? I thought it was 1813.
Yes. Okay,
that's
my ancestor turned up. Richard, is that your
I thought it was 1814 on the plinth down in coming up the road last night. It was 1814.
Okay, Councillor Andrews.
Isn't it? No. Is it
Councillor Andrews. Sorry, wish to speak.
My question was just answered. Thank you very much. Sorry.
No further discussion. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The next one is from the Perth Local District Committee around the government election funding, and the recommendation is that we note the motion put forward by the committee and action it. Councillor Lambert? Councillor Adams? Councillor Andrew, sorry. Too many A's.
Is there a reason why we can't just pass on that information that they're asking for? No?
Oh, yeah, we will be passing it on. Yes, that's what the motion's for, but it's a direct motion to council, that's why it's listed here.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, then it goes back to the committee.
It'll go back to the committee.
Right. Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. They've also got a motion here that there is a thanks to Jan Davis, and the recommendation is that we note the motion and put forward by the committee and action it.
Yep.
Councillor Lambert.
Second.
Councillor Terry. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Oh, we're up to information items. Right. Now's the time you can ask questions about anything in information items.
I'd just like to ask a question in relation to the Campbelltown District Committee. There's a comment that the King Street Reserve is being utilised. And just to clarify, I thought there was a plan being done along the river, and whether that's still active or whether there's some other proposal being considered at the moment.
There's no proposal being considered at the moment, but there was a master plan prepared for that site, but nothing's been actioned at this time. The works manager may have some comments with regards to that area, or when we say King Reserve, are we talking about the caravan park?
Yeah,
Not the tourism park. That's actually, no, there hasn't been action. That's to be discussed by council. No decision's been made by council at all on that matter. It's part of an item to be workshopped. Sorry, I was thinking of something else.
No, I was just wondering if what's happened to it and whether it's still live or it's...
Well, it's going to be up to the new council, you know, if they wish to progress it. So it's going to be sitting there for something for a direction from council.
Councillor Andrews.
Can I ask about item 9, the first one, which is to do with the Commonwealth Bank? Lorraine Green reports that she's contacted Commonwealth Bank.
Yes.
Have we had a reply back?
No, we haven't. I'll be honest, I believe they've ignored us, but I'll ask Lorraine to chase them again.
I was going to say, what are we going to do about that? Because they need to answer us, don't they?
Yes, well, if you wanted to, yes. Absolutely. Yes. I'll chase up and ask that question.
Yes.
Just a further one. Item 8 in relation to environmental health. Does council do any inspections of pools?
Of where?
Swimming pools, private swimming pools for compliance.
Private pools?
Not been aware of, no, but I'll ask the question.
If you could.
Yes.
Councillor Adams.
Just another number, it's the top of page 31 on the written material. In relation to installing LED smart speed display or similar. I think there's a report from the engineer saying they're $25,000 each, and these are the screens people talk about for speeding, and you can get a sign that the face comes up, sitting at school, or a sad one if you're overdoing it. I would have thought you could have looked at something hiring them and these sort of things. So I would hope that we might be able to do that, so when people are complaining about speed, I know we've had the speed camera here a while, the trail has been in the town, but I thought that was, $25,000, I don't know if we want to buy one, but these things probably might. The next one is, if I can go on.
Yes, absolutely.
7.4.2, shade in the playgrounds. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to, when we're doing the audit, that we can find out what's happening in other areas, and is there a national standard that we need to work towards? So maybe that could be a part of the report that comes back.
Yep.
Can I just ask something to do that? Seacombe Reserve, we know what the progress is with putting shade down at Seacombe.
It's included in the audit.
That's in there, yeah.
They're all included right across the municipality.
I thought there was some urgency.
There is for all of them.
That would be the one that's been identified as a high priority, but no allocation has been made in the budget. So when the report comes back to council, it will identify that council has indicated that's a priority, and now council then make a determination.
Thank you very much.
Councillor Brooks.
The vandalism at the Victoria Square talks, is that graffiti vandalism or what? What is that vandalism?
For most, it's vandalism, swastikas and everything, all over the paperwork. And also, they don't agree with me sometimes on the front of the rules. So, lately, it's been graffiti and swastikas.
Councillor Andrews.
This might be the place to ask. I'm just wondering about the progress on the new traffic learning playground down at the bike park.
Works manager.
It seems to have stopped. There seems to have been no construction there for ages.
They're working today.
I'll go on.
We've just got to wait till our young engineer comes back to pour the salt lines, put some white lines down. Soil's gone right around the outside, gravel will be on the inside.
Yeah, I just wonder why it stopped for so long.
Something to do with flooding we had going on.
And can I, just another question, why did we decide to put it there instead of, I think it was destined for another place further up at the other end of the town? Why was the decision made to put it there?
Sorry, which other location?
I don't know that it was ever planned for uptown.
I think it was only one location we ever talked about.
Okay.
I think so, me and mine.
No, I think we did talk about a couple of other possibilities, but that turned out to be the only practical one, the most practical one. Yes, Councillor Adams.
I guess it's going to wait till the new year, but the upgrading of Main Street at Longford and trying to finally get this together. The footpath between Smith Street here, Council Street and Union Street is appalling, really. It needs upgrading. I see Tazewater's got an issue there too. But we need to get this money into process and get this get these footpaths upgraded for people to walk on, and also the beautification of our town. I mean, this is money that we've had from the Commonwealth Government for a similar amount of time. So is it, I take it it's a new year when we'll start to deal with this.
Well, it'll be listed for a presentation at the next workshop, so all the members are aware of the current status. And there may be necessary another follow-up workshop with the members, with the actual consultants who have done the drawings, along with our project manager, and Atkinson, who's actually been obviously progressing this project.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Brooks and myself went to the transport conference down in Hobart. I did a report on page 2 on the day, the second day. Did you want to say anything about the first day, Councillor Brooks?
Well, I've got a report nearly ready to
that's good.
Finish.
Thank you.
Financial electric
vehicles? Yeah, they did have an electric vehicle there.
So nothing else on information items? I need a mover and a seconder that they be received. Councillor Adams, Councillor Lambert. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now we go to government reports.
13.1.
It should be page 133.
What was the page number?
It should be 133. This is just accepting the dates for the workshops and meetings, Yes.
You need to move?
We need a mover and a seconder for the motion. Councillor Goss?
Yeah, I'll move the motion. We'll go.
And who else put their hand up? So Councillor Andrews. Councillor Goss?
First time in that first poll there, it's got a meeting on Wednesday, 26th of April. That's the ordinary council meeting. Is it the meeting what's on Wednesday?
Easter.
Anzac Day is the next Anzac Day.
I just ask a question. It may just be historical. Why do we choose Monday night?
Just historical.
So
no further questions about the schedule of meetings. I'll put
there's a gap here where a special council workshop is .com.dot. Do we have suggestions for that date?
When we need it, I guess.
It's to receive the local district committee presentations.
Oh, it's instead of bus tour, it's to receive the local district committee presentations. Because that works so well, they'll come here, yes.
Well, can we maybe explain that process for the new councillors so they understand what's changing now? If we were going to continue on with that process either.
So prior to COVID, every year we had a bus tour which took us around to the different towns to see the projects we'd achieved and to see projects that community members wanted to see happen. We met with the local district committees and they gave us their wish lists. They prepare a list of things that they'd like to see happen in their town. We have to assure them that some things may well happen, but other things might not. But it's a great exercise for the community. It's a good way of being in touch with the community. and it is led by the local district committees, but other community members are welcome to attend and participate. And then because of COVID, we couldn't do it. I think one year we just didn't do it at all. And then last year we actually invited them to come along and give a presentation. And some came and actually gave a PowerPoint presentation, and others came and gave us a verbal presentation with some photographs and things. It worked really well. Councillor Lambert.
Can I just remind us, the feedback from the district committees was positive, I think, overall. In memory, there was, I got some really good feedback.
Yeah, I got some good feedback.
I think overall it was pretty well received.
Yeah. And it was quite a good thing for the councillors that weren't able to attend on the bus tour. Councillor Andrews.
I'm just wondering, in light of the previous two motions that we talked about, would it be a better idea to resume the bus tours? That we go to the council, the areas, rather than set them to come to us.
Yes, they do enjoy it. They do enjoy us coming
to them. Yeah, you probably get to see more hands on if you do get to go.
So someone just needs to move a motion in that respect. Oh, with their special workshop, so instead of having a workshop, we just put bus tours.
Oh, I'll move that. I'll move that we resume the bus tour on the instead of the special workshop.
Second.
We need a bit of a second. We don't actually need it yet because we've already got this. So
just got to amend this motion in front of you to suit
what you want. Yeah. Yes. So that's down the bottom of the section. There.
Just need a date.
Usually in April, aren't they? The general manager would know when there was a good date.
You can't keep everybody happy, Councillor.
No, that's a
just set a date and then we'll work around it.
Beginning or the end of the year?
Usually around April.
Yes.
So that the wish list, some of the things can get into the budget.
Shall I put there a date to be decided? A date to be specified.
You just want to pick a date in April?
You've got to look at the calendar.
Oh, because the local district groups have got a...
We'll send out an email.
Okay. A date to be decided. So we'll go on the next agenda for each of the groups, and then the communities can be invited as well. Okay, we've got a mover and a seconder. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Sorry. Councillor Christmas function? 23rd or the 30th of November?
The 23rd or the 30th of November for our Christmas function next year.
Later
the better. Let's go to 30. That's all the things on it that we have to decide. Alright, now I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. The next one is the appointment of the council's executive. We don't have to have an executive, but historically we've chosen to. So it's up to, it's usually the mayor, the deputy mayor and another councillor. Councillor Andrews.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Archer for the third position.
Can I second that?
You can second that, yes, certainly. Andrews.
I'd like to nominate Paul Terry, Councillor Terry.
Yes.
I respectfully decline.
That's fine. You can have more than one nomination if you wish. But the person has to be prepared to accept it. You're prepared to accept it.
I've read the roles involved and I believe I'm happy to accept
it. No further nominations? Okay, I'll put the recommendation that Councillor Archer is the third person on the executive. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I'd like to say thank you very much, and anyone who wants to talk to me about it will approve my vote, please talk to me.
Right, the next one is the appointment of council representatives to special committees, advisory committees and outside bodies. So that's the piece of paper we've got. It looks like this. No. So we go through, and in the list is the person who was on it for the last council, and then you nominate yourself, or you can nominate somebody, you can nominate yourself if you wish, to go on in whichever committee you wish to go on. So we've got the audit committee to start with, Councillor Adams was on that with Councillor Gunninan. Councillor Adams would like to stay on it.
Yeah.
And Councillor Terrett.
Yes.
No, but that's fine. Everybody else has got that. That's cool. Councillor Terrett. I'm perfectly happy to stay on the local asylum Royal George. There's three committees there. Anybody else is keen to join me? Thursdays for the local district committees. The Avoca Museum and Information Centre, that's every 3 months, that's when they organise them. Usually a Tuesday. And the Hall Management Committee, they have two or three meetings a year, and I don't know what days they're planning whenever.
I'm happy to join you on those local district committees, those other ones.
Yes. And the next one is the Cameltown Area Community Services Group. Councillor Lambert's the current rep on that.
I'm happy to stay on that, if that's...
Everyone's happy with that?
Just to know what they actually have to do with the hospital and users, or...?
That's a hospital building.
And we all bring back information to the council when it's relevant. The Cameltown District Forum, you haven't got it there.
Oh, I can Councillor Terrett?
Yes, I'd like to accept that.
So, sorry, and Councillor Brooks, who did you say?
Councillor Terrett.
Yes, you're Congressman. And Councillor Andrews.
So the Cameltown District Forum.
I'd like to put my hand up for it too,
yes,
if I could.
Yes, absolutely. The Cameltown Museum Special Committee of Council. I don't know that that's still happening.
It's passed on.
Leave them alone.
Unless the district committee forum wants us to re-establish it.
Yeah. Cressy District High School Committee.
I'm quite willing to be on that.
Councillor Adams will stay on that. The Cressy Local District Committee. Councillor Goss. Cressy Memorial Hall Management Committee. Councillor Goss.
And the pool and the recreation.
Okay, the Devon Hills Residence Committee, Councillor Lambert, yes. And Councillor Terrett. Disability Access Advisory Committee.
Yeah, this committee has a mess for a long time, but I'm quite willing to stay on it if we're going to wind it up for things.
The Elizabeth Macquarie Irrigation Trust. That's myself.
I'd be happy to go in there. I don't think I have a conflict here. I don't think I have a conflict.
One more farmers, the better.
Yes.
And thanks, Archer. Advisory Committee. Councillor Terrett and then anyone else?
Nobody else is in here. Are they coming out of recess?
Yes, we hope so. Yes, we've got another couple of minutes. We've got
enough.
Yes. The Evandale Community Centre and the Evandale Memorial Health Committee. Did you have your hand up, Councillor McCullough?
Yeah, I did.
City Council's Finance Advisory Committee. Councillor Lambert's on that currently.
I'm still committed to that. Yes. We've only had two meetings and I think the team third one didn't sign this year, so
that's good. I'm happy to continue. Yeah. The Liffey Wall Management Committee, you have to say that, Councillor Adams?
Continue to do that.
Yes.
Have we missed the Junior Action Group?
That's in recess at the moment. Well, the voting delegates, that's already sorted on the local gaps. Yeah. Longford Local District Committee, Councillor Adams and Councillor Brooks. Longford Recreation Ground Management Committee.
Well, we need someone else on that.
I'd be happy to go on there.
Okay. Adams, are you on that too, Councillor Adams?
And McCullough as well.
Yes, come on. Councillor Archer, did that just make sure there's always somebody at the meeting? And
it's three. Yeah. Is that three of us?
Four.
Make sure.
Councillor Archer, yes. So,
when the Blues are opening, or
we'll turn up in the bus.
The Longford Town Hall Management Committee. Councillor Goss, you're on that at the moment.
No, I'll continue with that.
Okay, somebody else wishes to stand up there? Councillor McCullough. the Morgan Park Management and Development Association. The next one that was crossed out, that's not really happening now. The NRM, and Councillor Adams, are you happy to stay on that with
me? Yeah.
Northern Midlands Council Australia Day Selection Committee, that's the executive, yeah. So that's already chosen. Northern Midlands Council Bicycle Advisory Committee. Councillor Adams and Councillor Land are currently on it.
I'm happy to stay on it, simply because we haven't really passed meeting one.
No, we've got quite a lot of things. I don't ride a bike anymore, but I'm probably more interested in the local recycling.
Rather than cycling, so
You go on the bike?
The recycling committee, Councillor Adams is interested in that.
Yeah.
Councillor Butch, you're currently on that, you wish to stay?
I want to stay, but they made the meetings at 3 o'clock, which I was unable to get to. Mm-hmm. So if they keep it 3 o'clock, I'll have to leave it, but if they decide to change the meeting times, I'm happy to stay on it.
It won't be after hours though, it'll be within office hours, but you can get a bit early, you can get like 4 o'clock?
Well, I couldn't get it at 3, but I probably could get there at 4. Leave me on there then.
Yeah.
We used to have it after hours.
Most of them are not. NTDC, yes, that's myself, the General Manager, or the Deputy Mayor. Perth Local District Committee?
Yes,
thank you. And Councillor Terrett?
Thank you.
Right. Perth Recreation Ground Management Committee?
Oh,
Councillor Adams? Thank you. Perth Community Centre Management Committee? Councillor Adams?
Quite
a Ross Local District Committee? We've got two here. Yeah. Well done. Councillor Andrews and Councillor Archer. Well done. The Ross Community Sports Club.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to go on that if I can.
Yes, they're a great group. You want to do it?
Close to the Rodeo.
Yes, it is close to the Rodeo. Yes.
Councillor McCullough.
And sorry?
Councillor McCullough also wants
to join. I'm happy to join Richard. Okay,
yes,
that's
fine.
He wants to be sent.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, the workplace one.
Oh, maybe before that.
Okay, the Tamar Estuary Management Task Force. That was Councillor Davis and myself. Now, I'm happy to stay on that, and Councillor Adams.
Quite happy to go on that.
Yes? Yes. Taswater, that's myself, or Deputy Mayor. Okay. Now there's two other committees that I've just been asked to go on. The Flood Recovery Advisory Group. This has come from the Premier. I'm not quite sure what they plan to do, or has anyone else been asked to go on. But we have to list that till the meeting.
Not this stage. It'll be a short term one, but we can bring back a report once you know what it's all about.
Okay. And I'm also, I don't know if it needs to be mentioned in here or not, I'm on the Tasmanian Game Management Board. That probably does need to be in here.
I have a flag one if you want someone to be there.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on it. We just wait and see what happens. It hasn't even started yet. I haven't heard any more other than asking.
Hopefully they'll open a checkbook.
Yeah. Yes.
I'd like more, but I might have an interest.
Okay, so now we've covered all those. We didn't have a mover and a seconder. No, we need a mover and a seconder. Councillor McCulloch and Councillor Lander. I'll put that recommendation that we've put those positions. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now we've got the presentation of the 2022 Northern Midlands Further Education Bursaries.
What page are we on?
That should, well,
136.
136.
136. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
May I just ask a question about the North Midlands business association? Do we have a representative on that tree?
No, that's completely separate.
No, we don't.
We should have a list of
listed.
Oh,
no,
anybody can be a member. Right?
Yeah, anybody can be a member. Yes. I don't think we ever had a specific council person ever on it. Never.
Is it a community council?
No.
It's an association.
Yes.
But I think they liked to have a representative on it.
Yeah, well, they did have, well, because Councillor Gannina was the chair, so they kind of did
have.
We
should have someone on there, I think.
We can do
no,
that.
No, I haven't given them that.
We need to ask that group the question.
And then we'll come back to council. The council may say, yes, you will have a representative. So the council provides a significant amount of funding. So
yes.
It's a good question to ask.
Yes. We've got
maybe something in the constitution. I'm not sure.
There might be too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, the bursaries presentations. Now, one's already occurred, it's in PAX, because that was prior to this meeting, so the Deputy Mayor has presented that. I'm actually going to Campbelltown and Crescent District High School, so I'm happy to present those two, but we haven't got somebody for the King's Meadows.
Yeah, I'll do that
one. Councillor Bourke.
When is it, do you know?
15th of December. Yeah, the date's in here somewhere. Did you say 15th of December?
Well, that's what it's saying.
Okay, that's cool there. Yep.
At 11:15.
At 11:15. That time will be okay?
Yep.
So, the screen will let them know that.
I'll get an email before that.
But oh, yes, definitely. Yes. But she will inform the school that you're coming with the
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so. Right, well, there's someone to move and second that. Councillor Lambert and Councillor McCullough. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right, we're up to the Voker Primary School premises.
I'd like to move that the Scouts be requested to provide Council the business plan and presentation of the council workshop.
Yes, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Andrews? Any discussion? Councillor Lambert?
Just want to make sure that this is just to provide us with a business plan at this stage. We're not agreeing to any lease or anything, because I'd like to see the terms of the lease that we're proposing might occur if this is to go ahead. I think this is looking at what happened with the YMCA last time, and there was some very, I don't know that we had enough detail there to be able to say that.
Yes,
we didn't have enough content. So I just want to make sure that with the business plan we've got enough content, that we've got looking towards the future as well, so 5-10 years down the track that's going to happen. Our responsibility as council, what money are we going to, as ratepayers, have to part out with or not part out with? I just want it to be very, very clear what we're signing up for here before we say yes or no to it. So hopefully the next, whenever that business case appears, that we have all of that information, particularly financial, because it's to do with our ratepayers. And I think there's probably some really good potential for the use of the building, but I just want to make sure that council's not going to be somehow stuck with it if something goes wrong. Because we've already been offered the building and we said no. So I don't want us to be stuck with the building if something goes wrong. There is some safeguards put in place to protect the rate payers.
Madam Mayor, we need to add another point there, on the conditional that if council does enter into this agreement, and that's a big if, that will be at no cost to the council.
Yes, that's good. Absolutely.
So make it clear to them.
It's because I could just finish on. I mean, I understand there's been a little bit of vandalism just starting to happen there.
Yeah, just petty stuff.
Just a little bit, but that can sometimes be a bit. And my concern is now how much are we responsible for fixing all of those?
No, that's the education department
property. In discussion as well.
Yeah.
So that would be by the state.
It's education department property.
Yeah. As long as all of that is very clear.
And if it falls over, it goes back to the education department.
Yeah.
Doesn't become
yeah.
in this. Councillor Adams is next.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that rather more positive about this than that. I remember Ross Primary School, which council ended up with, which had for an asset for a long time, and then the opportunity arose where it was able to sell for a very good deal of money, well, a good bit of money, and be able to utilise that in the Ross area. So I think we should be positive about these things, not negative. And I think the opportunity of this school being turned into something with the Scouts or whatever is a very positive thing. Scouts do a great job. It's great for some kids, not everybody, but so I think it's a positive, and if we can help facilitate these things, I think we should.
I've got a reply. I was in no way implying that this is a negative thing.
Yeah,
I think this is a fantastic thing for our community, provided that we have all the correct checks and balances in place. I think that's a practical comment, not a negative comment.
Yeah, that's fine. Councillor McCullough.
Yeah, is there an opportunity to present a second tenant for the property in addition to the Scouts, or is there not?
It's up to the the education department only stipulate that it needs to be some sort of educational service that they're giving, such as the YMCA. They fit yeah. that bill. Scouts will fit
I'm
that
just
bill.
I'm dual income education. Opportunities and families.
Well,
that'll
be up to the Scouts if they take it on, or the education department. Yeah.
I think we should be proactive in trying to get a secondary person there, or secondary group in there if they want it. I couldn't imagine the Scouts going to use it all year round. And
I think that's their plan.
Is it?
Yes, I think that's their plan.
And they'll sign a commercially viable lease. Is that correct?
They'll have to. No. We don't want to be up for anything.
We're not going to be up for what I'm being told here.
No maintenance, no cost whatsoever. Even to do up whatever they want.
You're very
positive.
Can't get up for nothing anymore.
No.
Okay. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. This one is the request for landowners' consent to use Bridge Street, Pedder Street, Campbelltown for car parking.
I'd like to move that council recommend that general manager to provide consent required under section 52(1)(b) of the Land Use Planning and Authority Act, and to make a planning application to 22-0143.
And the rest of it as well?
No.
Right now, is there a seconder to that?
I just understand what that is.
The reason I believe the council should make the decision on that parking requirement as part of the application, rather than preempt any decision in relation to that parking. Whether it's sufficient or not should be a decision of the council. At the same time, they're considering the overall application, not in isolation of purely the parking considerations. And to take a single aspect of a planning application, even though it is under that particular section of the Act, it is something that the council should make rather than separate it from the application.
I second the motion.
Can you comment, gentlemen?
I think there needs to be an understanding that it is separate from a planning application. It relates to council's property. Now, the council is here for you to make the decision, but it is separate from the planning application because they're actually asking to make use of community property to provide parking.
Yeah.
Now, it's about the short-term and long-term cost to the community with regards to providing that parking. During the summertime, the car parking area may be fine, but during wintertime, that will turn into a quagmire, and then that becomes a responsibility of the council to maintain that. But in saying that, that can also be conditioned through the actual planning application, where council at that time can clearly indicate that the car parking is to can all be provided on the property. And that was part of what the general manager also went back to the applicant about and made it quite clear that they could also put an application in where they provided all the car parking on their property. And there is ample space on that property to provide that parking.
Councillor Andrews, can I ask a question from a newbie councillor? Why has it come to us like this? So did the request come from the
proponent for a ruling by the general manager. They wanted to settle on the parking issue first before they put a planning application in. Is that how it happened?
Well, that's how it's supposed to happen. It's like any other authority, because where they're dealing with community land, that question needs to be asked of council in the first instance.
Before the planning application.
Before the planning application. Correct.
Councillor Archer.
Yes, as I said before, even though I think this business obviously needs to be supported, I disagree with the Speaker, Nicola, who said there's no land on there for parking. I think there is land there for parking. I drove around it the other day and had a good look at the site. And I think we are setting a dangerous precedent if we have to start judging who can use public land for car parking. If there's a condition we can put in that for the first 2 years, you know, the existing situation could happen, but to lock anything in legally, I think we're on very dangerous ground.
I think that's what we're just putting forward, that they can actually put the motion forward. The conditions will come later, and I'm backing you guys up with the fact that there should be better than the council shouldn't be costing the council money, but I think it should be given the opportunity to go to conditions and come back to us as a planning application as opposed to a general manager's consent at this stage.
Well, I disagree that people have the expectation when putting in the development application in that this was a possibility as a right to use public land for parking. I mean, people have a right in the main street, camped outside, you know, the banjo, things like that, because that's an historical use and it's parallel parking. And we can't stop parallel parking in Bridge and Pedder Street for anybody. This is right angle parking on council land, which I don't think people doing a planning application should presume that that is a possibility as a right. And we have to then vote on every issue about parking on council land. Whether the general manager has the right to knock it back or whether the council knocks it back right at the start, I just don't think that precedent is worthwhile us going into at this stage.
Okay, well, we don't go backwards and forwards, we have one comment each. Councillor Adams.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm opposed to this motion. It's giving someone an advantage and using council land for their own advantage. I don't think this should. I mean, it sets precedents and whatever. And as I said, you go out there with an application or trying to get something up, and then you go to the press and make big statements and attack people, and then you expect to win your argument. That's not the way to do it. And I think we're really, this is a very poor process that's going on here. And I'll certainly be opposing it.
I'd just like to, Councillor Goss first.
Yeah, I'll go back to my statement I made earlier on. The question I asked about was LHMS. And, I'd like to know what our, if we had voted yes to that, I'd really want to report from our insurance company what they would say about it. Because we're basically taking on the insurance responsibility for that land if they use it as a car park. If they land, our insurance, so I'd like some information from them. So I can't support it without information from the insurance company.
Can I just ask the General Manager, just that recommendation that's been put forward, what risk does that put us at? That Council recommend the General Manager to provide the consent required under Section 52 of the Land Use Planning Approvals Act to make the planning application. To the making of the planning.
I think the only thing there is that Council obviously needs to be open-minded to all possibilities. And as Councillor Archer's raised and others raised as well, there is a possibility that Council can make a determination all the car parking goes on the property. Council can say indicate that they'll provide part of the car parking on its land, but in saying that, officers are still going to recommend that should be done to a standard, because that cost is passed on to the community now and into the future. They are looking at quite a busy business, 39 car parks. You know, the function centre down the road, the Grange, had to provide 35. And yes, it is gravel. Well, I'll be honest, they have the property as well, as advised by myself when we first went back to them and gave them two options. They could have also provided out on their property, and they're willing the rights to put the council that be a gravel car park. But as I indicated before, as general manager, I had a responsibility to look after council's interests with regards to providing car park on community land. And in saying that, I only requested 9. Councillors here may be thinking, 9? What about the other 30? That's also an issue as well. And they would just be provided on open surface, which during winter months would become a quagmire, and we will then have the task of maintaining that. With the recommendation that I put forward with regard to the 9 car parks, that was really focusing on the cafe as being one of their main ventures. Yes, the function area would be used, but how often? Don't know. But again, there still will be costs and liability attached with that not being constructed appropriately.
Councillor Lander, question. So if this motion, the current motion, gets passed, there's an understanding from the applicant that they may be able to use that public path, they put the application. Is that correct?
Yes, they could still put that forward, yes, yes. And that would be their prerogative.
And if we reject this one and go back to the original, what's the difference in the two motions then?
If you include the other portion, they're being advised that council is expecting the nine car parks to be constructed to a standard. But in saying that, council is also open to, when they receive the application, council can also consider what he's going to do about the other 30 car parks. Mm-hmm. You know, the council could suggest that could need be required actually on their property.
So either way, the applicant is still going to have to, there's no guarantee that the public space will be approved.
That's
the
council. Yes, exactly. And Mr. Gotti, you got anything else to add to that?
I'll just draw your attention to the last comment on page 147. It's advised that regardless of what the plans show, at the time the general manager grants consent to the making of the application, the council acting as planning authority will consider the application against the provisions of the planning scheme and may condition the planning permit differently. Mm-hmm. Council's approval of works being undertaken in the road reserve will also be required following the grant of any planning permit. So it's not taking away the council's ability as planning authority to condition whatever it sees fit under the planning scheme.
But in saying that, with the planning of the approval to actually work within our reserve can actually require conditions as well with regards to what that's going to look like.
We've already had a silence.
Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you have
another question, Melanie.
Is it a question? I was just going to ask a question Mr. Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
If we vote for this or against this, the next obvious step from the proponent would be a planning application, a development application.
So if you vote for this motion, that's up there at the moment, then their application will become alive. We'll put it on a public exhibition and we'll bring it to council for a decision regarding the car park.
Yeah. And if not, do they have to lodge the planning application again?
And if you do go with the recommendation, which is not the 45-degree sealed spaces, they will have to show that on their plans before the GM will give consent.
But there's no guarantee, I just want to be very clear that the one that's up there at the moment, there's no guarantee that the planning, as the applicant is looking at it currently, using public space, there's no guarantee that that will pass on to the live application.
They're clear about that. That is what I'm saying.
All right, you've already had a speak too, but you asked me a question?
Yeah, does the opportunity exist between council and the proponents to negotiate a outcome that's favourable to all? Just for example, there's a strip apparently, according to what they've told us, that's about the length of the laneway of roadway, which they won't get the benefit of, but the council or the ratepayers will. So the council might decide to seal that, and then they pay for the car park. I'm just saying, is that something that gives a great community outcome?
Well, that's the direction we need from yourselves. At the end of the day, you know, it's here for you now to make a determination of how you like to move forward.
Just try and get a better outcome for everybody. I'm not wanting to pay or use ratepayers' money, but at the same time, we've got a business down there that can thrive and build that place up. So, sort of an loggerheads, what about we work together to try and get a solution for all?
Yeah, but that's fine to work out this pushing and shoving, but this situation has been people trying to force this council to make a decision and give them an advantage over others that are listed here in the papers, that people supply, other people in this town supply the car parking necessary that meets the standard that the planning department says is available. Don't mind pushing and showing, but there's a major issue here that people are trying to give these people an advantage, and I believe that's wrong, and I believe it does set precedents, and we shouldn't be doing it.
Okay, I'll ask, does the planner want to say anything before I put the recommendation?
With regard to, I guess, negotiation, you might call it, in terms of, okay, so say, so just to say, a planning permit's issued with conditions, yes, I think there is probably space for negotiation. I mean, they can always still come to council and say, you know, our permit requires this. Will you go and pay for, you know, a certain amount that we think is going to be shared with the community? There's nothing to stop them doing that.
Can I just speak in reply?
You can sum up because you moved the motion.
You're speaking in reply to this one. I personally believe that this should be planned, this part, under a planning scheme which sets in the car parking provisions. While she has approached the council, and I don't think it gives her a fair advantage, because she still will be required to meet the requirements of the planning scheme and be able to demonstrate that the reason why she, if she believes she can't get the site, parking on site or to use council's land, we have still an ability to put conditions on that and to put usage. So it allows this council to make a decision, an informed decision, rather than an isolated decision about car parking, and actually allows us a better chance maybe to negotiate and for the officers to negotiate, but also work with the community, because the community would be advised of this application, that if there are concerns to the broader community, it would be put out there. And this, rather than we'd be informed by the community as such, not by media articles, but by the community on this specific issue.
Okay, I'm going to put the recommendation that's up there. All those in favour? Against?
No.
Councillor Lambert, Councillor Archer, Councillor Goss, Councillor Adams and myself. So it's lost. So now I need somebody to put a different motion.
Sorry, Adams.
Sorry. Councillor Archer, Councillor Lambert, Councillor Goss, Councillor Adams and myself. So that's lost. So now we need a positive motion.
What's the recommendation? From
the recommendation that council recommend that the general manager provide the consent required under section 52 to the making of the planning application on the condition that the applicant provides plans showing car parking as specified below, 9 45-degree sealed parking spaces in Bridge Street with curb and channel and footpath connected to the property access.
I'll move that motion.
Councillor Adams?
Can I see a clarification on that?
Yes.
Footpath. Is that the full length of the property, or will it just be from the car park into the front?
It's across the front of the, sorry, the back, sorry, the property side of the car park only, and it's a section into the property. They actually originally had the car, correct me if I'm wrong here, they actually had a gravel footpath behind the car parks that parked in the car park. So in other words, people walked behind the car park. The idea was to actually put a sealed area there, allow for disabled access at least up to the boundary.
Okay, do I have a second? Councillor Archer? Any further discussion?
Did you vote against?
Okay, I'm going to put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
So those against is Councillor Brooks, Councillor McCulloch and Councillor Terrett. The motion's carried. Okay, we're up to the community development report, the monthly report.
So who was the second one?
The second one was Councillor McCulloch. Councillor Archer.
So we're doing the financial report?
Monthly report, yes.
The first one, Alison.
She was for.
You voted for the
yes.
Next item, Madam Mayor, is community development reports. If there are any questions, I'll take them on board and come
back. Yes.
You want someone to move this to start with? Or
I will.
I'll move the report we receive.
Okay, I've just got to find it first. Second, Councillor Andrews is seconding. Here we go. Right. Yes, the report being noted. Any questions about the report? Yes.
The new planning scheme, Julie. Will we be having a workshop on what the new planning scheme?
I think that'd be an excellent idea. Probably this side of this Christmas might be different, but definitely in the new year. I think it'd be an excellent idea.
No further questions? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Corporate services report, so monthly financial statement. Ms. Goodman.
Yeah, just as it reads, there's nothing there to highlight except for there is one change, a remit, a charge for the Crescent Swimming Pool, which was a unusually high pool supervisor's charge for 1 year. So we've basically agreed to, for the 2 years, last year and the year before, to be paid exactly the same, which will mean a remission of $4,846.
Approve the recommendation. The court be noted.
That's already, yes, already moved.
No.
Oh, basically, I'm getting confused here. Second over here.
Secretary. I just have one question.
Yes.
The budget plan for the coming year, would that be prepared shortly? Or do we have?
Yes, that's
sorry, the budget plan.
That will come to the January meeting.
We'll go to the January meeting. Thank you.
Your voice, if you spoke here that way. Okay, when you go that way, I've got a few ear issues.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'll be proceeding as well.
No further discussion on the monthly report. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Move to move in and close, Council.
Second. Okay, Councillor Adams and Councillor Andrews.